It's east and west.
Yeah.
Come on, man. today is International Caps Lock Day. No.
Oh.
No.
I think you're supposed to yell that one.
Oh, we're going to have a conversation about the old caps lock.
It's International Caps Lock Day.
No.
Oh.
We talked about this last week. Unless you need CPR, do not all caps lock me ever for any reason.
Are we referencing something in particular?
It just
she is
sends me directly over the edge, especially like in an email or a subject line.
There is like to share?
There is nothing so urgent outside of if it was that urgent, you would text me because you know me that it needs to be all caps. Do you know what it is? It's not confrontational. It makes me homicidal. I see the all caps email as an affront to my very being.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to start sending you every single correspondence.
Don't you dare. That drives me crazy.
Guaranteed.
Or if it says urgent. Okay, no, nothing is that urgent if you're sending it in my work email that I don't even check. If it's urgent, you would call me.
Absolutely. War, and you would not answer.
Text me.
Just sending it.
Don't you dare all caps me.
No, I'm just sending a nice little message.
I don't know what it is, Dan. When I see it, there's something in my brain that just it really, really agitates me.
Can you check your email real
quick? No, I will not check my email.
Well, check your text.
To when we determined that all caps meant that somebody was yelling.
It does mean that. Maybe that's why I read it like someone's yelling at me. Okay, Scott just all caps texted me, hello. But I read it in all caps. I read it like an angry, hello.
But I meant it as hello.
No.
Normal spelling with two exclamation marks.
Hello.
No.
Yeah.
What? I sent you an email. What does it say?
I didn't read urgent. Really, just says urgent, and then there's nothing in the body of the email.
That's the only word.
He's going to spam.
Oh my word!
Junk mail.
I'm not reading it. So why is it a national day? We need to be getting rid of the practice.
So the guy who's doing my roof, the owner of the company, just texted me in all caps. Thank you for your business.
Here goes the text line.
Did you? Oh, here it goes.
It's already started.
Here it goes. Did you notice, Sam, I sent an outgoing email on Friday that I was going to be off-site working on Monday?
Yes, I received that email.
And do you recall how I sent it in very pleasant, dulcet tones?
In fact, even the beginning of the sentence was not capitalized.
No, I didn't capitalize any of it.
Not a single letter.
Would you like to read it? Do you still have it?
Sure, let me go find it.
It was essentially, Scott, I am sending you this in all lowercase.
Yeah.
Because nothing needs to be capitalized.
Thanks a lot. I'm getting nothing but all cap text on the text
line. Well, that's on you for opening the text line. I don't allow that to seep into my Zen and destroy it anymore. But this is the problem with the all caps email. It just jumps out at you in your inbox. So you can't really avoid it in the way I avoid other unpleasant things.
Do you only have one person who emails you in all caps? Or are there multiple?
Ooh. In work product, yes. There's a lot. And when you add the exclamation points to the all caps, now you've crossed the line.
Have you talked to this person all capping you?
No. But if you all cap me like in a text, I will. I am mature enough now that I will say, look, I appreciate what you are trying to convey here, but you can take those all caps and shove them where the sun
is. Okay, I'm going to have to clean this up because it does directly mention the person and the context. So I'm going to do my best to leave all of that out. This is the blank for Monday, mentioning blank. I found it among the 9,436 other
all caps
blank
emails
that are in all caps. Please note, I sent this to you, .. in lowercase. Bless.
Okay.
The follow-up was, I'm going to be gone.
Well,
if anyone needs anything, by close of business, COB. And guess what? I didn't even capitalize COB. So, and that is an acronym.
So I would recommend that you take up your mild, or should I say mild, grievance.
It doesn't agitate you a little bit?
I don't get very many.
I disagree. I don't think you read them. I think you get them, you just don't read them.
Okay. But I have, and I'm your witness here.
Mm-hmm.
I have visibly seen you get agitated.
If I get one more
when
all
you
caps
get,
email.
When
yes.
You, last week you got in all caps and you looked over at me, and I'll paraphrase, but be close enough to be dangerous. If I get one more, I mean, and you were in a great mood that day.
I was.
And it took your mood from way up here to in a matter of seconds.
And you said, oh my gosh, you just told me to calm down over this, and the all caps email just sent
That's
you
right.
over the edge.
And then I encouraged you that day to visit politely with the all cap offender and see if they, notice I haven't used any gender specific pronouns.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. To see if they would change their way of emailing.
Let me ask you this. Is there a difference in the way we receive certain, even with emojis? And I heard the other day that the dot, dot, dot for younger people is passive aggressive.
Oh, the ellipses? Get it out of here.
I use that all the time.
It is passive aggressive.
And
we
do. I think generationally, maybe one generation thinks something means one thing and another generation accepts that as another thing.
Having trouble with the English language, and so they may not really know what.
Pardon me.